Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Not about sports today, though. It's about Maxi and the coverage of what happened over the weekend and last week. Mike's been front and center on TV and radio. And Maxi, I appreciate your time here. I know you're short on rest, but you're doing just a great job getting us all in the know as to what's happening. Let's talk about, if you can summarize in any way, your weekend at all. And I know yesterday I watched you busy talking with PJ Hill and covering what was happening. And so if you can give us kind of a summary of the weekend for those who may not have heard you Saturday or Sunday.
It was, obviously it was something, but the takeaway from Saturday and Sunday night, for me, a couple things, but the law enforcement, after the third precinct went down on Thursday, they reassessed, and I don't know who's in charge of it. I don't know how it works. I don't know, who puts what group where, but they have been nothing short of sensational. In their discipline, in their plan, in being able to shut down potentially dangerous situations without incident. I don't know how they go about it. I hope someday we can find out. Saturday and Sunday were a little bit of repeats of each other, because on Saturday night near Kmart over there, Nicollet and 31st, the peaceful protest, they were sitting down, the protesters were, and it was the 8 o'clock curfew, and here came this line of law enforcement officials, and they just kept walking and walking and walking, and the people weren't going to move, finally they started using some tear gas and whatnot, and the people started to retreat some. They just kept walking and walking and disciplined. The people finally kept retreating some more back into the Kmart parking lot, and then they started to disperse all into the neighborhoods. Last night was a different setting and almost a carbon copy. We were on it looked like yesterday, I thought, was going to be a peaceful day, to the point where a semi-truck ends up, driving through the midst of, as you guys have covered, the rally, the march in this case. And this was a peaceful march. It was primarily the same people that had marched on Friday, and they've added some. It was formed by a group of athletes. You mentioned PJ Hill and Royce White were some of the originators of it. And it was a peaceful and effective march to the point the semi came through. Once that happened, chaos broke out, because the demonstrators didn't know the intent of the semi, probably still don't know. Based on what I was hearing yesterday and seeing, I'm having a tough time believing that this was an intentional act of the semi driver. But the semi, in their estimation, it slowed down and then sped up in the midst of it. They were able to commandeer basically the semi, and according to witnesses, pull out the truck driver and beat him. He was taken to the hospital. I haven't heard any more on his status, but it set off this chain reaction. And then when they were told to just get off the freeway and go in a certain direction, when they did, they walked right into another police force, and some of them got maced and tear gassed. That upset the demonstrators a great deal. because at that point they felt like they didn't know who to trust, and I think it was just a miscommunication. You know, one group of police officers saying go there, and not realizing there was another one coming that was, you know, and they saw the demonstrators, looked at them as a threat. That was probably the closest thing we had to real people. Then they went back to the U.S. Bank Stadium, and now they're charged. I mean, they are really upset and into this, and the whole tone has changed. At about one of the things that's been interesting about this, Dave, is the amount of misinformation that you get when you're on the ground that you can't bet. You know, things start to, because of social media and everything else, they start flying through there as fact. And at one point yesterday when we were at U.S. Bank Stadium, it's about 7:15 now with an 8 o'clock curfew, and a woman comes running through one of the demonstrators and says, everybody go home. Trump has said they got permission to shoot any demonstrators. Trump has said they got permission to shoot any demonstrators, which wasn't true. But it didn't matter because it was fact to those people on the ground. And so a lot of people at that point took off, heeded the warning, and made the 8 o'clock curfew for sure. The rest of them marched down to 35W in Washington, thought they were going to go back onto the freeway, did go back onto the freeway. And when they got there again, there was law enforcement on either side of them. And under the bridge, they started to fire tear gas close to where they were peacefully demonstrating. They weren't there wasn't going to be any violence, I don't think. But when the tear gas came, they left 35W again, came back up Washington. And now this is when it got incredibly intense, because right at Bobby and Steve's Auto World place, that you're very familiar with there, Dave, in the landmark, the demonstrators were still demonstrating. And They were peaceful about it. They went right to the line. We sat and watched 3 feet from, I mean, on one foot from me, I had the state patrol, and on the other foot from me, I had the demonstrators. The demonstrators were not intent on violence or anything else. They never were. They were peaceful but loud. But basically, the police officer's message was, we told you 8 o'clock's the curfew. We told you 8 o'clock's the curfew. So this is just kind of slowly moving. And the demonstrators start to get scared and start to move out. And they start to, right around Bobby and Steve, start looking for different directions that they can, I think. Most of them, I think, just wanted to return and get out of the situation. What they didn't realize was they were surrounded. And we didn't either at the time. And they start running, and they start looking for, and every time they had to come back and retreat, because everywhere that they went and ran, there were police officers or law enforcement officials. And at one point we were hiding in a garage, and then we saw tear gas. We had to get out of there, and we were ready to jump the fence. I was trying to lead our crew. We were going to jump the fence and go down the freeway. So I got up on top of the fence, and there's a line of police officers waiting on the other side of the fence. And so there was nowhere for us to go. We were just trying to get to safety. And I said, we're media. And the one guy said, I know. He says, Maxie, go over there. And he points, and I had no idea what he meant. But I said, we're going over here. And we went to the south side of the parking lot at Bobby and Steve's, and we watched these as they converged on the group of protesters. The only close to violence was they threw a couple of bottles at the police officers, plastic bottles, plastic water bottles that were about half full. Eventually, they got them to sit-down status, and then absolutely with precision and methodically, they took one by one and brought them in and checked them into different vans and arrested them one by one. But the kicker was, Dave, that I will never forget for the rest of my life. This took about 2.5 hours. And as it did, the arresting officers and the people that they had arrested in one of the strangest configurations or whatever I've seen began to bond. And the conversation started, because these are peaceful demonstrators, and most of them were from Minnesota. They were here. They're well educated, most of them. They know what they're doing. And in front of our eyes, we're seeing this unfold, because everybody's been together so long. I'm not kidding. I'm not. If you didn't see handcuffs on one and a weapon on the other, you would have thought, to a large extent, and I say it in the best possible way, that this was a social gathering. They were having real conversations about things that were pertinent, things that weren't, and connecting on some level. And so we interviewed a couple of people that had been arrested, and they were articulate and smart and said, you know, we're not mad at these guys. We're not mad at the law enforcement officials. We understand they have families, too. We're just trying to make a point. And over the course of about 2.5 hours, they got everybody into different vans. I didn't know this. They put females in one, males in another. There was a lot of female young ladies between 20 and 25, for whatever reason, that ended up at the end of this long day, that were in the middle of this, that were arrested. And eventually off they went to Hennepin County Jail. Based on what I heard, feeling like they had made their point, but the law enforcement officials I saw on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and the way they preserved the 4th Precinct on Friday and Saturday and Sunday, never wavered and never, ever got out of hand or helped incite any more problems with the demonstrators. Minnesota should be incredibly proud of the discipline that those people had and what they did on the front lines, you know, in harm's way, and just never wavered in their discipline, whether it was the State Patrol, the National Guard, the police, the Sheriff's Department, they were all involved. And I can't, to watch that up close, you should be incredibly proud as a Minnesotan to see how they have handled this since the initial event and how well they have done with it. And I have to add to that, the demonstrators that I have met and seen, for the most part, especially the ones that marched through downtown Minneapolis as opposed to the Lake Street area where they were looting and starting businesses on fire, were well behaved, articulate, and knew what it was that they wanted to accomplish. And so I know that's a strange takeaway from all that, and it's a long-winded answer to one question, but that's what I saw this weekend.
Well, your coverage has been gripping, Mike, and I appreciate that, and I hope I can get you back here at 8:40. We'll chat some more.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
He's Mike Max, covering this on WCCO Radio and doing just a stupendous job on Channel 4 as well. WCCO, our time is 10 minutes before 8 o'clock here on the morning news. All the news internationally, nationally, and, of course, locally coming up at 8 here on WCCO Radio.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.